What would you do for $1 million? We don't have the million. We're just wondering. Kid Craddock in the morning.
That's mean. We might give away a million. You never know.
Not today.
We're trying to work it out as like an annuity, so you get like $1 million, but it's a dollar a year for a million years.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to do that yet, so we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Did anybody hear Kai playing the ukulele on YouTube?
No.
So, I did not.
Yeah. You didn't? Oh. I've been accused now of being obsessed with Kai.
Yeah, I see. I don't stalk Kai.
I'm not stalking Kai.
I don't know.
I found it cool, and I knew it was going really super viral, and I wanted to kind of, you know, be into the story.
How many times did Kai go to the bathroom yesterday?
I have 42. No idea. I do know that the reporter for KMPH-TV in Fresno got with Kai again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and interviewed Kai a second time.
So he's still there.
So he is holding Kai close to the vest. He's keeping Kai.
Well, Kai is the key to him moving up to a big new city.
To get out of Fresno.
Yeah. It's his cash Kai.
I know what it's like to try to get out of Fresno.
Kai's his demo reel.
Yeah, totally. So there was that tape, and then somebody dug up a tape where they were getting all kinds of videos being posted of people who have just run into Kai over the years. A guy that had flown to L.A. from somewhere back east.
Yeah.
Ran into Kai somewhere.
Just ran into him randomly.
And Kai was playing some Sublime song on the guitar.
Wow.
But in this particular clip, Kai is at a park somewhere, which is where you'll find home free people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kai doesn't like the phrase homeless.
Or the beach.
Home free people.
I mean, he's hot for a homeless guy.
Yeah, so this one's is this on the beach? I think this might be on the beach.
The ukulele was on the beach.
That's on the beach with the pond.
Yeah, and the weird girl dancing behind him.
Uh-huh.
The beach with the pond.
And the other girls, the girl next to the guy videoing apparently wouldn't shut up. She just kept her conversation
going. Let Kai sing, woman.
Yeah. Yeah. Wagon Wheel. That's a good song. Let me fast forward, see if we can hear him a little bit better. And there's a weird girl dancing behind him with a huge bandage on her leg.
Yeah.
She's feeling it.
This video has it all.
You know what? Dance like no one's watching, kid.
It's got homeless hitchhiker with axe. It's got bandaged hot girl in
probably
the
a new tat.
Dancing,
a new tat.
Dancing on bath salts.
It's got an annoying girl that won't shut up next to the guy
next
in the
to the
camera.
Guy videoing. It's got guy who doesn't know to turn the iPhone sideways.
Yeah. It's just basically a music festival.
Yeah.
Then the guy does a little panoramic view of everybody that's there, and he sticks his tongue out because you always got to do that.
And he starts singing like he's good.
Part of the band.
Yeah.
What I don't understand about Kai being homeless, I mean home free, is that he's able to do daily Facebook updates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he will update and say,
well, this is
tonight I'll be sleeping on the side of I-77.
This is the new homeless, Jenna, the new homeless. You know, they make friends, they network, and they spend the night in people's houses who have internet connections.
And they make little side money. And
they check up on their Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, Kai has a cell phone. Kai has a cell phone.
Right.
So that's the new homeless in America. You're still more prosperous than, like, the mayor of Costa Rica.
He's home free by choice.
Yeah.
We need his phone number.
There's probably no mayor in Costa Rica. That was probably a bad bet.
Yeah.
Could be.
Of San Jose, Costa Rica. I'll just put it like that.
There you go.
So people can go, kid, Costa Rica's a country.
Right.
Yeah.
I knew that. In fact, it's the only country that ends in an A, so I know this.
See there?
Only.
Can you think of one more?
Out of the hundreds of countries.
What other country?
England ends with a D.
Mexico's in an O.
That's an O. Yeah.
Italy is a country, right?
Yeah.
France. France,
I know they
no
call
a.
it Italia, but that doesn't officially.
No, it's Italy. End.
Yeah.
So there you go, people.
France,
How about Germany?
Germany.
No.
Greece.
Love Germany.
Okay.
Nothing
all right.
With
so,
Greece.
That's it.
Paris.
That's
all
it.
All right. So... we learned that Kelly Raspberry has an uncle that was a government spy, and her daddy called and left Kelly a voicemail confirming that, yes, he is a government spy.
Exactly what my dad said.
So today we present, well, let's just turn it over to Nick. Nick, ready for you.
Ready.
Okay.
Was Kelly Raspberry's backwoods hillbilly uncle really a government spy? You decide. The Kid Craddock in the Morning Not Ready for Drive Time Players present Red Raspberry, Government Spy, Double O Wide.
Let me play the theme. Double O Wide.
In this episode,
Raspberry is coming from the town of Mullen. He knows all the things that secret agents know. He's got flying squirrels, cats, dogs, and girls.
Flying squirrels.
But if you see him, don't acknowledge him on the street. So if you're in danger, he will be your savior. Oh, wait!
Wait for it.
Red Raspberry. Okay, go ahead, Dick.
In this episode, Red meets his government contact at Marion County's most popular restaurant, Finnegan's.
There's a Finnegan's in Marion now?
Well,
wow.
Actually, it's in West Columbia.
Good to see you, Red.
Wait.
Oh, sorry. Good to see you, Red. Been too long, man.
Thanks, General. You know me, just trying to keep America safe.
Red, I know you may be wondering why we're meeting at this Finnegan's.
Well, you work here, don't you, sir?
Well, yes, but you know that's just a cover, right?
Well, it's a great cover. Did you make these onion rings?
Yeah, they okay?
Yeah, they're okay. I mean, to be honest, I like them with a little more breading on them. And, you know, if you don't mind.
Okay, I'll try to remember that.
And could you bring me a Diet Fresca?
No! I'm not really a waiter at Finnegan's. It's a cover.
Lucas!
Yes, sir.
I just sat two tables in your section. Don't make them wait for water.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
You're not Lucas.
Dude, that's my line.
Sorry. Oh, I'm not Lucas.
No.
Oh, okay.
You're Red.
I forgot. Let's do that again. I messed that up. Apparently, I thought I was doing a one-man show.
You can't steal people's lines.
Yeah, he's just going to do every line.
I guess I was doing a one-man show
like,
right
am I messed
there.
Up here? Yeah,
let's do a pickup
you're
on.
Red.
Okay, I'll remember.
Yeah, refresh, please.
It clearly says Big Al right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it does. Your name's Kid. Remember?
Where's my place?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. JC?
The manager has to yell Lucas.
Okay.
Lucas! I just sat two tables in your section. Don't make them wait for water.
Yes, sir.
And your mom called. She said she found that Black Ops game you won on eBay, and she wanted me to tell you she bid on it.
Okay, we can talk about that later.
Okay.
Is that your boss?
No, he's a part of my cover. He works for me.
Wow, he's a good actor.
So how's it going out there, Agent Raspberry?
Things couldn't be better, General. I'm not bragging, but I really feel like I'm on my way to becoming the world's most recognizable international spy.
That's what I kind of need to talk to you about, Red. You see, it's not really an advantage to be the most recognized secret agent. It kind of goes against the whole secret thing.
No, I get it. I mean, my wife still doesn't know. I told her not to acknowledge me, even if she sees me walking down the street.
That's a good plan. But what good is it if your wife is the only one who doesn't know that you're a spy?
Lucas! I thought I told you to serve those two tables over there.
Yeah, I know. I was just,
Yeah, I don't need your lip, okay? I am the day assistant manager. Just do what I say, and I'll put your lazy butt back on the unemployment line. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Is this your customer? Wait a minute. Red?
Yeah.
Red Raspberry?
How's it going?
Red Raspberry, not the car dealer.
That's me, Red Raspberry, not the car dealer.
Mullen's most famous secret agent.
Yes.
Who lives in a mansion in the woods?
In person.
Wow. Oh, this is an honor.
Well, it's nice to meet you, too.
Lucas! Get your butt in the kitchen and bring this man a complimentary Southwest Egg Roll appetizer right now!
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He's really getting into it.
Yes, sir.
And after you do that, you go back out there and you move your bicycle next to the kitchen door.
Okay. Yes, sir.
That was a little bit awkward, General.
Yeah, he's really good at acting.
Well, General, I assume you brought me here to give me my new mission.
Yes, I did, Double O Wide. Listen carefully. We have reason to believe there's an international terrorist ring that has set up a human trafficking organization right here in Mullen's.
What? There's an international terrorist ring that set up a human trafficking organization right here in Mullen's?
Yes, there's an international terrorist ring that set up a human trafficking
organization. A human trafficking organization? Right here in Mullen's.
Keep it down. Keep it down. They're operating.
An international terrorist.
Oh, my gosh. You got it.
Keep it down.
That's big. How do I find them?
Okay. They're operating under a front as a modeling school called Valdotti's.
General, Val and Dottie are terrorists?
Yeah, I'm sorry to break the news to you. We got to get in there and save those girls.
A few minutes later, the world's most recognized international spy arrives at Baldotti's School of Modeling and Human Trafficking.
Hold on.
Can I help you?
How you doing? I'm Red Raspberry, top secret government agent.
Not the car dealer?
No, the other one.
Shut up, JC. I gotta do my lines.
I can't.
Turn your mic off. What can I do you for? You interested in joining the exciting world of modeling and high fashion?
No, I can't be a model. It would blow my secret agent cover.
Alrighty then, what can I do you for?
I'd like to buy a woman, preferably white or Asian, with long hair and a pretty mouth.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
How do I know I can trust you?
Let me talk to your mother.
All right, let me find her.
Okay. Talk to your mother.
Mama, there's a top secret government agent here to see ya.
Who is it?
It's Red Raspberry.
The car dealer?
No. No, Mama, the other one.
What does he want?
He wants to buy a girl. Preferably a white or Asian one with long hair and a pretty mouth.
Oh, God.
Well, hello, Red.
Hello, Val. It's been a long time. I'm here to buy a girl.
Well, how do I know you're not just here to try and break up my human trafficking racket paid for by an international terrorist ring?
That's an excellent question.
Oh, my God.
That's it.
Join us next time.
Join us next time.
When Red does something else.
You know what?
Man, he's good.
In our next episode, the general shows Red all the super high-tech toys he'll be operating with in this new mission.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
He's got them right there at Bennigan's.
No, they have a meeting at Jiffy Lube.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, he's leaving Bennigan's?
He's leaving Bennigan's.
Oh, no.
I'm going to be the manager at Jiffy Lube next.
Why didn't they meet at San Josie's?
San Josie's, the best Mexican food in America. Yeah.
I could picture, while doing that script, I could picture the joy in your face while you sit at your computer writing. I could. I don't know why.
Oh, man. I am.
That was funny.
Oh, okay. Y'all going to have to learn to control yourselves.
Tell us what you thought. 800 Kid Live.
Oh, you want people to call on that?
Sure.
Okay.
I would like to know. I mean, I know we enjoyed it.
Preferably like not my relatives.
Yeah.
Why
800-543-3548. 800-543-3548.
Sometimes we know stuff that's funny to us.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder sometimes, is that, you know.
Is that really?
Sometimes we do things just for ourselves.
Sometimes they're mutually exclusive, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, another adventure with Agent.
Oh, another one?
00-Wide.
We're going to two-time it today?
No, I'm just saying, coming up in future days.
Later.
With Agent. 00-Wide.
Really later.
You got that cool typing going on, see? That's how you know he's a secret agent.
The world's most recognized secret agent.
Did the mansion in the woods stay in the family?
I don't know, because Uncle Red's dead, and Aunt Lacey, they don't have any children. She's still living in it, though.
We'll give away the ending.
We have to call her.
We have some people calling that are just huge fans of 00-Wide, and they're calling now to give their thoughts.
Right.
Hello, Kid Craddock in the morning.
Oh, man, I was just calling to find out what happened to the countries of Panama and Australia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Got me.
Yeah.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Okay, there's three.
Oh, my God.
We left out that. There's three.
Oh, my goodness. That joke never gets old.
Oh, my.
It never gets old.
Oh, my.
Now, Melissa McCarthy, would she be tops on your list of who you want to see naked in a sex scene? The girl from Mike and Molly? She has one coming out in her new movie, Identity Thief. And is this a box office hit or a critical disaster? Maybe it's both. We'll tell you about it coming up. And Kai, what does he have to look forward to, the hatchet-wielding hitchhiker hero?
Yeah.
What does he have to look forward to? Is there any money in being a huge viral star?
Heck yeah.
There could be. We'll tell you the success story that is Sweet Brown when we come back.
All right.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Program Kid Craddock in your phone. 1-800-KID-LIVE. That's 1-800-KIDDLIVE. Kid Craddock in the morning.